Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, automation and future-proofing operation with digital processes has become a priority for the majority of organizations, especially with the added disruption brought on by the pandemic. So, in order to optimize their processes and decrease risks of error, companies need to automate and modernize their existing accounts receivable processes. But what is the best method to use? Now, as more companies are willing to outsource their AR and make digitization a priority, there is an opportunity to implement a payment solution that doesn't require changes to existing processes, streamline the order-to-cash cycle, and solve for many common pain points. So to dive deeper into this subject, I'm joined by Beth Begwant, who is the Receivables Product Manager at Deluxe, Anna Tallo, who is the Senior Solutions Consultant at Deluxe, and Steve Murphy, who is the Director of the Commercial and Enterprise Payments Advisory Service Practice at Mercator Advisor Group. So there's certainly a lot of data and insight to unpack on today's episode, so without any further delays, let's start the show. So Anna, Beth, Steve, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking to me about automation and future-proofing operations with digital processes here. Now, to start off today's conversation, we have this fantastic chart provided to us by Deluxe here that's taking a look at some data that was found within a 2021 accounts receivable survey report. And now, Anna, I'd like to start with you. Perhaps maybe you could kind of unpack some of this chart here. Maybe you could focus on the still glued down to paper side of the infographic here. And then I'll hand it over to Beth to talk about the other side of the equation. And for those of you who are following along on paymentsjournal.com, we're going to make sure that we have this infographic in the article below. So, Anna, perhaps if you could unpack that side of the chart for our audience.
Absolutely. So, yes, like you referred to, this is an infographic created by our research partner, Strategic Treasurer. This is the second year that Deluxe and Strategic Treasurer have surveyed the state of AR processing to gather insights on pain points, trends, and key findings within the market. And yeah, I would like to start by kind of speaking to the two extremes that are exemplified here. On the left, we see some data about the state of paper processing and lockboxes and how that still remains in the marketplace. And then on the right, we've got a little bit of data on the other side of the spectrum, right? And what corporates are looking to in the future and how they view the importance of moving to more electronic processes. And I think it's interesting that when we look at the data on the left that talks about that over 50% of corporate surveyed still maintain commercial lockboxes for the processing of paper payments, that's just an interesting fact, right? Considering the COVID-19 pandemic that we're moving through and what we know about payers and their desire for less touches in the payment process, paper payments are still there. They still exist and they're still pretty common, right? And this data from corporate feedback kind of demonstrates that. But on the other side of the spectrum, we've got forward-looking feedback from these corporates, right? And over 72% of them are telling us that it is either important or very important to them that they move to a more fully electronic accounts receivable process, right? And I think that that kind of demonstrates or tells us a couple of different things. The first is that they're looking for a better payer-payee relationship, right? And they know that offering additional payment channels, more electronic options is what their payers are looking for. So they're wanting to cater to that, right? And meet their payers where they are. But also on the other side, I think that corporates are seeing the benefit of moving to fully electronic processes. I mean, not only can they collect payments more quickly, but they can apply them if they use technology appropriately. And also with that quickly collected cash on hand, they're able to grow their companies more quickly. And so despite there being these two extremes in the marketplace, we definitely see corporates looking to the future and wanting that full automation.
Yeah. And Anna, that's the stat. That's a great one to point out in terms of how many see it as important or very important, because like you said, that just shows that they're ready. And the question these businesses are asking themselves is, who's ready to partner with me and support my strategy? So I'm ready to do it, but who's going to walk alongside me? And I felt like the stats here really are a bold statement to show the willingness that these businesses are going to take to move activity to another bank, even outside of their credit facility. So for me, that strikes me because thinking back to my banking days, like that was the strategy. You win the lending relationship, you offer the treasury management services, and you create the partnership with the sticky products. So the message that I know I'm receiving here is that banks need to clearly educate businesses on how they can help before they lose the opportunity to do so. And another reaction to that same stat is that an exciting takeaway for these businesses is that they understand they have options and they understand that there is support out there for them to achieve their goals with digitization of payments. So what may be even more exciting is that businesses are recognizing the perk of outsourcing services. I have been waiting to see this trend start to take place, and I feel like this is showing that coming to life. And the reason that's so important is the AR process. So especially when it comes to manual cash application, especially for those still glued to paper, it's always required knowledge from employees to complete the tasks. So knowledge of their internal processes, customer relationships, how to make the process move faster, no matter how repetitive or time consuming. So now these businesses are recognizing they're not alone with their needs for AR. And why not look into how outsourcing services can ease that shift for them without requiring the internal lift? So I know I'm thrilled to see the growth of Comfort in this space when it comes to outsourcing. Businesses do not need to start from scratch. They don't need to transition on their own. And the other piece, the final comment I'll make is that this mindset that there's always room for improvement. So why not, as a business, leverage services that not only recognize what you need next, but can partner with you to support you on how to get to the next level, whether that move is from completely manual to some automation or taking your highly automated processes and understanding how to continue to push for improvement.
I'm curious, just maybe some of the audience might be interested in this, but do either of you have any of the sort of scope or demographics around the particulars of the survey?
Yes, Steve, great question in terms of what do we mean by businesses and who are we talking about? So this survey was conducted looking at those who responded. We had over 150 respondents, 90% from North America, and 84% were corporates. We did have 16% from banks, which was also interesting to get their perspective. What I loved to see, though, in terms of the respondents was that the highest percentage was from treasury cash managers. So those who are overseeing and know the ins and outs of these AR processes and how manual they are and what opportunities they have in front of them. But we also had treasurers, CFOs, assistant treasurers, those who are involved with AP as well. So I felt like it was a very healthy mix in terms of giving some realistic view into what they're doing in the AR space today.
Great. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that overview there. I think it was absolutely fantastic. Now, Anna, if I could stay with you for this next pair of questions, I think in your last response there, I think you kind of touched a little bit about what the current state of accounts receivable is in terms of the length that organizations are willing to go in terms of going to the electronic. But I'd like to get your take, taking a finer scope of that, of the current state of accounts receivable from your perspective at Deluxe. And then also, maybe we could dive into what are the common pain points that organizations are really facing, particularly when it comes to accounts receivable automation.
Yeah, so I think you're right. We touched on it for just a moment in the first question, but there's so much more to be said about where corporates are today when it comes to their desire to be automated. Most corporates land somewhere in the middle, right? And I think that's displayed by that first set of stats where we've still got that paper processing happening, but we've also got those forward-looking goals where they have part of their processes that are highly automated or at least somewhat automated, but then they've got others that are just entirely not. They're still in that manual world And there are different reasons for this, right? But I think two of the primary ones is, first, some corporates really become attached to their manual processes in certain arenas, right? They kind of have an unfounded confidence. It's working, and they just don't have that moment to take a step back and see what sort of value automation could bring. But also at times, I think the other reason is that some corporates think they're fully automated, right? They automated what they could or what they think is automatable, and they just fail to see, or at least slow to see, new obstacles that have grown up due to only being partially automated. I know that one example I see a lot is that corporates have introduced electronic payment options, right? Because they know that's what their payers are looking for. And that's great and wonderful. But a lot of those electronic payment options come with a different set of issues that have to be addressed by other solutions for automation, right? An example is ACH, right? When those payments are initiated, they kind of come innately separated or disassociated from their supporting remittances, which is different from lockbox processing, where those items previously stayed together. Now they're coming separated. So cash application teams are spending a great deal of time reassociating invoices to payments. In fact, I talked to two companies within the last couple of weeks, and one has two full-time employees, one has 12, and they're entirely dedicated to cash application, but more specifically to the reassociation of payments to their remittances or open invoices, right? And these corporates just fail to see that there are solutions in the marketplace even for that reassociation piece of the process, right? They've automated some parts, but not all. But I think once they identify that there are solutions out there, there's a set of pain points, right, that they encounter when they try to bring that solution to bear. And the survey results really aligned with my personal experience, actually. I come from the product management world on the financial institution side, and so would oftentimes be trying to bring enhancements to the marketplace on existing products or even work to bring new products. And there are several things that you need to line up in order for that project to take place, like management buy-in, right? You need to secure funding for the project. But then the biggest pain point, and the corporate respondents and banks that responded to the survey agreed, is IT resources, right? There are only so many of them, and they're crucial to bringing a solution like this to bear if you're wanting to do it in-house. And so I think corporates are having to face this head on, but it's important that they do so in order to reach that full automation.
The only thing I'd add to that is that we see in our research, we've been tracking automation and financial processes for years now. And I would say that previously the investment emphasis was on payables. And then a couple of years ago, the light bulb went off and companies started looking more on the receivable side. So the question I've got for Deluxe is whether or not you're seeing, when they're considering investments, are they looking at it more from an end-to-end financial operations perspective, or are they looking to receivables as an enterprise way to approach one part of financial processes?
Yeah, great question, Steve. This is Beth. I know I've been seeing a mix, and it really depends on the current state of automation within the corporate today. So if they've already gone in, and like you said, everyone was looking at this order to cash process in pieces. So they'd focus on AP only. That was a great place to start. There were more automation services out there in the market. So that's all they thought of. They put a box around it, looked at that. And then, like you said, the light bulb went off and they're now going, hey, what about AR? Shouldn't we be doing the same thing over there? And why aren't we jumping towards that? And they're seeing all the positive impacts in AP. And that's why we're having conversations like this, is the automation doesn't need to stop there. Keep it going. There's so much more you can be doing to help yourselves with AR. But for those that haven't started automation at all, I think they are still looking for where their biggest pain points are, and they really want to attack this in chunks. And I feel like that's what some of the points Anna was making in terms of, how big is the project? How much time is this going to take? How can we start to trust the benefits that we're going to be seeing from the automation before we jump in the deep end. I want to see them jumping in the deep end. I just understand not everyone's there yet. The great news is that even for those just looking at AR, we are trying to help them understand how what they're doing in the AR space connects back to AP. How does the money you're receiving connect back to when you're sending out your next billing cycle or next invoice? So even if I am seeing mostly where they're looking at one piece, I think they're starting to think about the end-to-end. I think financial institutions are a little closer because they're hearing their customers ask for both sides and kind of connecting the dots themselves. So I think that's the next thing we're going to see. I'm just really excited that in the meantime, even when we're only talking about AR, that corporates are starting to understand how that impacts their AP processes as well. So we are getting there, and I'm excited the direction it's taking.
Yeah, Steve, I think that was a fantastic question because I think it provides a great segue. And Beth, if I could stay with you for this response, because you brought up the positive impacts here. And maybe we could kind of pull back a little bit. And the question that I've got then is, so from your perspective, what then are the competitive benefits of automating existing accounts receivable processes?
Yes, and nothing I'm saying is news headline. We haven't seen it before. If anyone listening has been to a conference, a webinar, read a white paper over the last few years, it's the same bullet points, but it's because they're so effective. And those are benefits such as, when I think about it, increasing efficiency, decreasing time in your order to cash cycle, reducing manual errors, and most importantly, in my opinion, increasing your ability to scale and grow your business, and ability to support large volumes and complex scenarios as needed. What you don't see as a comment in those bullet points so far today is that businesses, like I was mentioning in the response to that last question, great question, Steve, is that businesses lack trust in the technology. These businesses have worked so hard and so long to cobble their processes and data together that any misstep they feel could lead to internal disaster. And they're not wrong, but you have to start somewhere because AR is not going to request automation itself. So the benefits are just truly exponential, and it's not until you start whatever you decide to call it, your journey, the transformation, bringing the strategy to life. It's not until you start that process that businesses start to unlock the visibility to those benefits and really what that means for them and how they operate as a business. It is all of the business as usual that needs that new lens to start to reap those benefits. So today businesses are hiring temporary workers. I see them making decisions based on inaccurate or old data. With automation, the C-suite can increase their confidence in decision-making, cash forecasting, overall visibility into the health of their AR process. So like I was mentioning earlier, it's for those who responded to this survey, like what are those treasury managers learning and how can it positively impact the treasurers and the CFOs of their companies? And while that's important, let's not forget their customers. So customers always first. Customer's always right, but the customer is also really smart. So they realize when there are issues in manual AR processes because they receive questions. They get questions from the AR team or their account representative via email or phone calls. They're the ones receiving inaccurate billing, especially when you think about B2B payments where they deal with these issues themselves so they can easily identify them. I often use the analogy here when you think of going to a restaurant. So you as the customer should not know whether or not there's chaos in the kitchen, whether someone called out, whether your food got burnt on the first try. You should not be aware of that. And the more automation is brought to AR, the happier the customers are going to be.
One of the things I would add to that is I would guess one of the most underappreciated or perhaps least understood benefits of automation is the expanded digital footprint. So you've got a lot more data, and that can lead to both greater efficiency through RPA and sort of straight-through processing effectiveness from machine learning. So it's not using that data or not having that data available is sort of a large opportunity cost. I don't know what you guys are seeing in that respect.
Absolutely. I think a great point of a company I've worked with recently that I love telling the story where they did not think they needed more automation. They felt they had their process down pat. They're confident in what they were doing. But their FI, as a true partner, really dug into the behind the scenes with them and what they were doing day to day and really asked and dug into questions about what they were doing. And when they did that, they saw the value of furthering automation and further improving their process. And they did leverage machine learning. And the reason they did that is because the process was manual. That usually means repetition. And anywhere there's repetition, artificial intelligence comes in different flavors. But where there's repetition, there should be machine learning. There's an opportunity to learn from what comes in consistently over and over. Every time you get a payment from the same customer, what can the technology do to learn from how that data is coming in and improve the process? So this company went through, and what they were spending 7 to 8 hours a day on, they're now doing in like 15, 20 minutes. And they can't even believe it. They didn't even think they had room for improvement. And it's because they leveraged that machine learning, found opportunities, and learned from data that was now being presented to them. And the data now being presented to them was, these are the customers that you're consistently having issues with. This is where you have opportunity to improve how you're handling that data in that cash application. Here are some options for how to leverage the automation and ease what you're doing every single day. And you're absolutely right. I love the data that is coming front and center to these companies before that they've never had. So even those that haven't thought that they've needed automation, I don't think they've realized that with automation comes stats, comes analytics, all of those things to even further improve what they can do in their decision making. And I've noticed it's not until businesses start to do the machine learning and leverage the technology that they think, oh my gosh, what have I been doing this whole time? But you're absolutely right. The data is out there. You just have to find ways to start creating it. And by automating what you do today in accounts receivable is absolutely a place to do that.
Excellent. Now, Beth and Anna, if I could, one of the things, Beth, that you had said in your previous answer that I wanted to latch on to is the journey aspect of it, because I certainly have to agree with that point. Because I think when you pull very far back and you look at the payments ecosystem in totality here, you've certainly seen this digital acceleration. And I certainly kind of see, especially on the accounts receivable side of things, but that it is certainly an evolution and not a revolution here, really kind of pointing towards that whole journey aspect. So with that really in mind, then Anna, maybe I can start with you for this of how should then organizations approach automating their existing accounts receivable processes then?
Yes. So I feel like I have a good firsthand perspective on this because my day to day is talking with corporates and giving demonstrations of products that will help them achieve AR automation. And it gives me a really close look at what corporates understand about these solutions and what they don't. So I think a good place to start is for corporates to familiarize themselves with what can be automated, right? A lot of times they underestimate what can be accomplished with help from a solution and with automation and machine learning. And that's one of the things that I do in my day to day is help them to realize what their pain points are and then see if there's a way to automate that process. Like Beth said, repeated processes. That's a great place to start, right? Where you're looking at those processes that are really taking up a lot of time amongst the team and seeing what can be done with help from a solution to take the manual burden off of your employees. So I think that lack of understanding on what can be automated is why so many settle for partial automations. Half the time, I don't even think they know that they're settling. They think they've done what they came to do, and they need help understanding what more there is out there to help them with their accounts receivable automation, getting it where it is truly end to end with very little manual interaction. So they just don't know what's available, and what they're left with is less than spectacular, right? So I think starting with making sure there's a firm understanding of what's out there is a great place to begin.
Yeah. And I would add to that, it's that understanding is so crucial, especially Ryan, like you stated, it is an evolution and you need to understand the direction you're going in and what you want to evolve into. And I also think the other thing is remembering that you can approach this from multiple angles. So it's identifying and prioritizing those pain points that you want to be automating. But the first place to start is, where are your AR employees? So when you think of an AR employee, who is that? So think of your cash application specialist, finance, accounting resources. Where are they getting stuck? And especially for the treasurers and CFOs out there and treasury managers, let them educate you on where the bumps are in the road, where they're repeating processes over and over. And by understanding the technology, Anna, like you mentioned, then translate that into what you need an automation service to help you achieve. Because you really want to understand the technology and how to play its strengths. However, like I mentioned, take multiple angles. So one angle is helping internally. But like I mentioned before, don't forget your customers. So think about where their pain and their visibility to the chaos is. Like, where are they seeing that there's chaos behind the scenes for you internally at your company? And by leveraging payment automation services, can you also start to offer payments that you haven't before? So have you been hesitant? I know, Anna, you mentioned the difficulties and complexities that come with ACH payments and digital payments. Have you been avoiding that? And can you now start to offer that as a service for your customers once you've begun automating? I know that is something that I hear all the time, is that companies want to offer these additional payment types and ways to accept payments from customers, but they don't know how to do it. And they end up with emails and letters. Like, people are so frustrated. They're mailing letters out. 2021, that's still happening. And they send letters requesting to be able to send ACH, wire, anything other than a check. So we're hearing and seeing that so much. So if you think about it from those multiple angles, who's using the technology? Who's benefiting from it? Identify their needs and call those out for support from partners and look into outsourced services to help ease that transition.
And that leads me to a curiosity of mine, which is, what do you guys see in terms of the choices that are made for different delivery models of AR automation in terms of on-premises, public, private cloud, hybrid? And are there any real stark differences between either industry verticals or business sizes?
Yes. We're seeing all of the above. So we're seeing all of the above. We are recommending the move to cloud and outsourcing so that outsourcing can make it easier for the transition. It is so important to leverage the support that is out there instead of stubbornly trying to do it yourself. And I say that as the most stubborn person ever. You think you can do it. You've always done it internally. You've always done it in-house, and you still can. If that makes sense for you, great. You can do that. You have that option. It's just designed in cloud and outsourcing to make it easier and faster delivery for the impact that you've been waiting for from all this automation. And when it comes down to it, there are utility companies that I am seeing raise their hands left and right to leverage outsourcing services. They really are going through M&A activity. They're the ones potentially very hesitant to have offered digital or electronic payment offerings in the past because of how manual it would be for them. So there's a lot in the utility space just based on the volume. So think of anyone that has sheer payment volume, manufacturing, distribution, insurance, and where there's so much growth, there's so much M&A activity, that those are more likely to raise their hand and say, we have to do something. We don't have the resource bandwidth to focus on it. We need outsourcing, and we need to be able to scale this as we continue to grow. And that's why we need cloud services. So I know those are some spaces where we've seen a large focus in the move forward. And like Anna and I have been saying, those benefits are well worth taking that moment to ask what's available out there.
Excellent. Well, I think we'll end it on that note there. So Anna, Beth, Steve, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking to me about automation and future-proofing operations with digital processes. And I hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.